T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're watching last night, man, Baltimore's back. They're back. Did we think they were going to be gone? I mean, yes, it was the Dolphins last night, and their GM got whacked today, didn't
just
he?
Just got canned, yeah.
Yeah, so. Well,
mutual parting of the ways.
Okay. So Lamar Jackson back last night, 18 to 23, 204 yards, and only four touchdowns. Suddenly the Ravens are, what, 3-5 now? And they're 1-2 on the road. And the Ravens, who were sitting in the basement, what, 2 weeks ago when the Browns had two wins and they had one, are back. And what a difference four days can make for the Ravens, especially when you go back and you take a look at the AFC North now, and if you thought they were dead, they're not dead. What'd you think of last night's game, Dan? And again, are they back? I think they're back.
I thought Lamar Jackson started a little like, I don't know how much I trust this hamstring. We're going to see what we can do. And started getting more and more comfortable, was finding tight ends all over the place. The offense seemed to click into place a little bit better. Funny when you drop one of the five best quarterbacks in football back into your offense, how all of a sudden it clicks into place. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it seemed like, I take nothing away from the defense part of it, because the Dolphins are just a mess. I mean, they're just a top-to-bottom mess right now. So the defensive side, the Ravens are going to be chasing their defense all season. I don't know if they're going to be able to piece that together or figure it out, or if they're going to find something at the deadline that can help them get a pass rush or another corner, because Jair Alexander, I think, is cooked, sadly, as much as, you know, he brought me a lot of joy in Green Bay. He's done. It's Father Time has caught up to him, and his body isn't letting him. So they got to find another corner. They need to find some pass rush as well. So I looked at your friends at FanDuel here for the AFC North.
Yeah.
They're the favorite.
Well, look at what Pittsburgh has coming up. They've already lost two in a row. They lost to Cincinnati, right? They lost to Green Bay last weekend by 10. Indianapolis, I should say, sorry, is coming up next.
Kurt Cignetti and the boys rolling in?
Yes. You know what? They wouldn't get
it. No, they'd get railroaded.
Yeah, they'd get railroaded. But still kind of.
You'd get toasted.
All right, but they are 7-1, the Colts. So Steelers have an unbelievably tough task coming up. Against them, and then coming up on the 9th, they'll play the Chargers. They're 5-3. I mean, that's a admirable foe, right?
And you know what you're going to get. Harbaugh's going to run the heck out of the ball, and you've got Justin Herbert there hitting Ladd McConkey in stride pretty nicely as well. I mean, and Joe Alt's back for them, so they got their left tackle on top of it.
Then that game on November 16th against Cincinnati is going to be interesting, right? So you'll have Steelers and who's going to be playing quarterback for the Bengals at that point?
Back for both teams. I mean, you got two quarterbacks that are 40. I mean, every week you walk
out. Is Joe going to be healthy enough to play? I mean, at what point is he coming back?
Aaron Rodgers going to be healthy enough to play?
Man, that's, Steelers have a tough. I mean, then they got the Bears, okay, but Buffalo, then Baltimore, then Miami, what? Detroit and us, and then Baltimore again. Baltimore, you know, obviously controls their destiny here, knowing that they play the Steelers twice. I don't know where Cincinnati's going to land, but they, you know, and the Steelers lost to Cincinnati. So the AFC North is kind of a mess right now. And that's what bothers me about last week. I mean, even if they would have just given the Patriots a game, I'd feel a little bit better about the rest of the season.
I didn't think they were winning last week.
I didn't think they were winning either, but they didn't even give him a game, right? I mean, your best defensive player has a lifetime, a game of a lifetime.
Oh, it's tough
against New England, and now we're talking about trading him. It's so aggravating. Everybody else loses last week.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ravens win. Sucks. It just sucks.
It's the same thing. There used to be this tweet that floated around for the Angels for a long time. And it was, you know, it started off with Mike Trout went 5 for 5 with 2 home runs and 3 doubles. And Shohei Ohtani did something in this game that hasn't been done since Tungsten Armo Doyle from the Akron Groomsmen in 1928.
Who, what?
And the Angels lost 6-3. And it was always this tweet that floated around every single time, because that's what we felt like we were in the middle of, where Mike Trout would do something amazing. Shohei Ohtani was unbelievable for the Anaheim Angels, and they lost 6-3. And I felt like that's what I was doing with Myles Garrett in that game. I felt like we were right in the middle of the Anaheim Angel Tungsten Armo Doyle tweet that we would all look at and laugh. And that was Myles Garrett in that game. It was Myles Garrett had 5 sacks and however amount of pressures were in between there, and the Cleveland Browns lost, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember that game. I just know they lost by a boatload, because the final score doesn't matter, because you are what your record says you are. That's what happened. It was a Tungsten Armo Doyle game, and I got a feeling we're going to run into a couple of those in this, where it's just going to turn into Myles Garrett had 4 sacks and Denzel Ward was able to grab a pick as the Cleveland Browns lose to the Chicago Bears 42-13.
They blew an opportunity last week. It just, I know, were they going to win? I don't know if they were going to win, but you know, and you guys sit here for 2 weeks and you're like, okay, Jets are on the other side. All right. Derek is in No Row Nation, North Royalton. What's up, man?
All right, Derek.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Hey, just a quick hypothetical for you.
Sure.
Say Shador comes in. Shador comes in 3 to 4 weeks. He's kind of forced upon Stefanski.
Okay.
What happens if he comes out and plays well? What's the trickle down?
Oh, my God.
They obviously wanted nothing to do with it.
They win?
The greatest thing ever.
Oh, my God, they win?
That'd be the great. You know, either Kevin would have to, you know, figure it out if he doesn't want him. I just think Kevin wants to win at the end of the day. And if you mean right now, I think he feels like he is a better option with Gabriel than Sanders. I think the front office is on board with that. But, man, I would love it. Nothing would make me happier that either Gabriel just automatically becomes this lightning rod of an amazing quarterback, which doesn't feel like we're going to go that way, or Sanders does it, because you're sitting there with 2 first-round picks and you wouldn't have to draft a quarterback. Let's all pray.
Exactly.
Northeast Ohio, all right, let's pray to the football gods that that happens. Thank you, Derek. They have better things to do?
All right. That's fun. So sick and tired of this argument.
I don't think that was an argument. I think that was a legit point.
It makes my head hurt.
But what's the argument? The argument is that...
What happens if Shador Sanders comes in and wins? Everybody parties! We all go nuts! Everything's awesome! Like, that's what happens. There's no conspiracy! It doesn't exist. If he shows up and he looks really good, then Kevin Stefanski walks out to the media and goes, "Hey, we look good. The offense is clicking. Everything's going well. He's done what we've wanted him to in the meeting rooms." Andrew Berry goes, "Great. We might have a quarterback for the future. Everything goes well. We need to get a wide receiver in the draft. Look at a left tackle." There's no conspiracy. If he does well, then everybody parties. That's it. Done. There's not this whole thing of Kevin Stefanski in the back room going, "Oh my God, I can't believe Shador Sanders succeeded. We tried so hard to keep him down. We wanted nothing more than to bury him 6 feet under and for him to be terrible at playing in the CFL." There's no conspiracy. There's no second shooter on the knoll. Like, it's right there. If he comes in and he wins, fantastic. We party. We go nuts. The Browns have a quarterback. Great. If he doesn't, we go into the draft. Find the next one. Great.
Is Seth Rogen back there? Because you sound just like him.
I've just had it.
You look and sound like Seth Rogen right now. I just want you to know that.
I've had it.
You know, great job on the studio. I thought you had a fantastic year. I watched every episode.
I wish I could be as stoned as he is as I have these conversations. It'd help. These conversations break my brain. The goal of the organization is to win football games consistently. It doesn't matter who the hell is taking snaps if they are winning games consistently. The organization believes that. There is no second shooter on the knoll. They all want to win.
Tim May joins us in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to him coming up here shortly. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
For Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.